All right, here it is, podcast. March 20th, 2022. Got a little Thin Lizzy playing in the background there. From 1976, live record, Are You Ready? The man on the harmonica phone, you may not know this, but it's Huey Lewis. Yeah, that's right. He did other things before the news. How about that, huh?
Played a lot of the harmonica.
Played a lot of the harmonica.
No, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I guess him and Phil were like really good friends or something.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, you know, this is in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Yes, Thin Lizzy is an Irish band.
Right.
You know, so for folks that didn't know that. That we talk a little bit about the old Irish holiday. Worked with some Irish people who were like, Americans really made it a drinking party.
We do that with a lot of holidays.
Yeah.
Like, Cinco de Mayo.
We're Mexican today.
Fucking Arbor Day. Let's get fucking wasted.
Yeah. I always like the Simpson one, you know? It's Kent Brockman reporting. Yet another St. Patrick's Day is upon us. Where everybody wants to be Irish except the gays and the Italians. Is always funny. I always recite that one. Let's see. We got 16 surprising facts you may not know about Ireland. All right. Being drunk in public is an offense.
Yeah. I think a good amount of people know that and just choose to do it anyway.
Yeah. Despite what many tourists believe about the Irish and our drinking habits, it is offensive for you to be drunk in public in a public place that you could reasonably be presumed to be a danger to yourself or to anyone around you. There you go. St. Patrick was not Irish.
Ooh.
Yeah, take that. Contrary to popular belief, and despite being the patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick was not actually from Ireland. Born in Wales around 366 A.D.
He's a Welshman.
That's right. He was a Welsh. He was, in fact, captured by the Irish, sold into slavery, working as a shepherd in the west of Ireland.
That was a lot of free labor. That's really saintly.
Yeah.
That's nice of him.
Later in life, he returned to Ireland as a missionary and helped to spread Christianity in Ireland.
Right. So he did not drive the snakes out of Philly.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, really that's a metaphor for him taking Christianity to the Celtic or the Irish, you know, paganism that was going on there. Basically, the snakes were the pagans, you know, to get rid of them.
Allegory.
Yeah. Nigerians drink more Guinness than the Irish.
Huh.
How about that?
I didn't know they like Guinness that much. I like Guinness.
They do. There were never any snakes in Ireland.
Well, obviously, you got rid of them.
Well, never, ever.
Yeah.
Said another surprising fact about Ireland, while many old wines will tell the tale of St. Patrick banishing the snakes from Ireland, but the truth is that there's never been any wild snakes on the Isle of Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Being an island helped greatly with this, since the snakes inhabiting Britain were never able to make the water crossing.
Yeah, they didn't want to make the trip.
Want to do it. More Irish live outside of Ireland than in.
Ooh, a lot of people left. Oh, shit.
English is not the first language of Ireland. Let's see. English is indeed widely spoken across Ireland, but most people claiming it was the first language. However, Irish is the official first language of Ireland. So Irish, so there you go. They speak Irish there. They don't speak English. Fucking English. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's kind of sound like Brad Pitt.
Ireland was the last was the Titanic's last port of call. They had to pick up all the steerage.
Get on down there.
Get on down there, you fucking Irish pricks. Get on down
so
there.
So oily down here.
Yeah. Gay marriage is legal in Ireland, so you can marry St. Patrick if you want.
Yeah.
I guess that would be a Patrick joke, you know. Wild Atlantic Way is the longest coastal drive route in the world.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen pictures of that. People take my cars down.
Yeah, the Wild Atlantic Way, stunning drive that stretches all the way from the cliffs around County Dogan to the far north of Ireland, all the way down to the beaches of County Cork.
Yeah.
That's where they wear sweaters, large sweaters all day. All year round, there's just nothing but sweaters. It's the largest defined coastal driving route in the world. 2,500 kilomiles.
Kilometers.
Sorry. There's not kilomiles, sorry.
<Let's see. laughs> I was like, what the fuck is that?
I can't get it out for some reason or another. Argentinian Navy was founded by an Irishman. The Irish flag was inspired by the French. Shamrock is not the national symbol of Ireland. It's actually the harp, because the British took away the harps because they didn't want them playing.
Yeah, but Guinness held on to them.
But Guinness. Wet summers are no myth.
Yeah,
it's wet and cold there. Halloween originated in Ireland. There you go. So
yeah, very spooky.
Another fun fact about Ireland. Halloween, as we know it, is totally actually originated from the ancient Celtic festival of Solomon.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
I think I didn't.
St. Valentine's ashes are buried in Ireland. How about that? Ireland is home to the oldest yacht club in the world.
Jesus.
Just some drunken guys on a boat.
Scooter. Oh, yeah.
And getting away from the wife.
Going down to the yacht club.
You're heading to the yacht club.
You don't have a boat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I want one. That's why I'm going to the
yacht
club.
I'm working on my sailing skills.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut a deal. Nobody's willing to drop the price enough.
So there's some fun things about Ireland you didn't know. Happy St. Patrick's Day out there to everybody. I know we're a couple days late, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It can be St. Patrick's Day every day
people
if you like.
People are just coming out of their drunken stupor. Yeah,
everybody's just like, ooh.
Going on a bender.
Going on a little bender.
Bender.
Get in the suicide booth. But other than that, of course, the world keeps on turning. The war in Ukraine still rages.
Yep.
Excuse me. I guess Putin has, released the latest in Soviet technology onto the Ukraine, the hypersonic missile, blowing things up and targeting, I guess, again, as he's banned, civilian targets.
Yeah.
He
has been hitting.
Been doing a lot of that.
Targets, which is, not good.
The cosmonauts said there was something out that said
Ukrainian,
which was garlic. Not true. That was actually that's just actually the Russian space cosmonaut uniform.
Well, it's
been around before
out.
Before the war on Ukraine.
See, that's what they get for being too original. Yep. You're like, oh, now we don't like it.
And now we don't like it. But a couple of senators in Ohio got into it, one calling the other one a pussy. it's getting pretty heated. It looks like old guy, young guy going at it. They may be right wingers, but they met in the middle of the stage. Two Republican candidates to represent Ohio in the U.S. Senate nearly came to blows at a debate Friday night. Career politician John Mandel called investment banker Mike Gibbons a pussy under his breath at the end of a heated exchange. Mandel attacked Gibbons for making billions of dollars by shipping Ohio business to China.
Yeah,
they've been shipping out business out of Ohio for a long time.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's happened a lot of places.
Gibbons shot back that Mandel didn't understand business because he had never worked in the private sector in his life. That brought Mandel, an ex-Marine, out of his seat as he shouted back, "Two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked." The moderator attempted to break it up, but the two continued yelling at each other, with Gibbons telling Mandel to back off, buddy. Mandel countering with, "You back off."
Jeez.
And as he turned away, Mandel muttered the word, "Watch out. Watch what happens, pussy." Conservative group of Freedom of Works hosted the debate in Columbus, Ohio suburb of Gahanna. Both candidates' campaign released statements trashing the other man's response in the standoff. Mandel and Gibson are leading the polls in Ohio's Republican primary for Senator Rob Portman's seat. Portman is retiring at the end of the current term.
So he's not running again.
He's not running again. So there you go. The midterms are going to shape up pretty nice, I think. Yeah. Heating up already. You got two Republicans calling each other pussies.
I think we should just have like a giant fist fight, like a UFC style, bracket set up, including for the president.
I think like when Lincoln was running for like state legislature, he had like jump off his stump a couple times and like beat people up in the crowd.
It's gonna be a little bit intimidating. This dude is tall as fuck. Just kind of over,
like they start mouthing off, and politics were rough and tumble back then.
Yeah, everything was when you die of 45 of rickets. Like,
and if you really got mad, you could go and duel.
Yeah, dueling.
Sir, you have dishonored me. I challenge you to a duel. Pistols at dawn. You're a scallywag. I will have you at dawn.
Then you got to walk away 15 paces, which is the max range for the firearms.
For the firearm, pretty much. And the accuracy is about 10 feet.
A lot of rifling going on at that point.
It's like you might wound the guy. That was the whole idea with it. It was supposed to be that, both of you would back down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like calling the other person's bluff type of thing.
Except for Adam Burr and Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
He got shot. Adam Burr got shot.
Playing for keeps.
Little did he know he's going to be in a stunning Broadway play.
Yeah.
All about Hamilton.
Crazy.
Yeah, but politics are exciting. I'm sure, the midterms are going to be heating up. The mud's getting ready to sling. The commercials are getting ready to happen.
Yeah, it's already mud season. Yeah.
Sure, there'll be, plenty of people being called Nazis and racists and other ones calling, freedom hating, tree hugging pieces of shit,
Yeah, that's what you do is you take the worst example of both sides and then go, we need to pick one of these. And no, we don't.
We don't.
Fucking lunatics. Goddamn.
So you can find the old Lincoln fights.
Old Lincoln fights. As long as we don't have to watch the prelims before that. I don't want to see no-name fighters. I just want to go straight to the Lincoln fight.
Yeah, let's go right for fighting Lincoln. I can spell this crap right. Excuse me.
That's why he was shot. It was over, somebody didn't like losing a fight. And they're like, I'm going to make this seem like it's something else.
We'll let Google fix all my bad spelling.
There you go.
There we go. Abraham Lincoln campaign and elections. Let's see. See if we can find it. Apparently, Abraham Lincoln had a wrestling career. You did not know that, did you?
No.
That's what made him the vampire hunter. Inside Abraham Lincoln's surprising career as a national wrestling champion. There you go. In 12 years of wrestling, Abraham Lincoln was known to have lost only one match out of 300 on his way to being inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. So there's Lincoln there. Got a guy on the ground. He's the guy's betting
Must
over
have
here.
Been really early in Ed McMahon's career, or whatever it is.
He has been mythologized as one of the greatest Americans to ever elected as president, but Abraham Lincoln also had a legendary wrestling career that has unfortunately been lost to the annals of time. Things you didn't know.
Figured he'd be more of a kickboxer. Wrestling.
Yeah, I would go with UFC.
I guess
UFC.
There wasn't really any of that at that time. It was wrestling and dueling.
In fact, Lincoln had such a talent for grappling that he was eventually inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Stature of 6'4", which was a really tall guy back then.
Yeah, because people were small back then.
Yeah.
Drew Rogan says, all the buildings are small. People were small back then. They didn't get any food. They're just these tiny people.
Yeah. Let's see, 6'4", and the strength of a well-fed 20-something young Lincoln was so good at wrestling that he only lost once in a span of 12 years of competing. In fact, His political rise in 1850 can, in part, be attributed to the legendary status of... So Jesse Ventura was not the first wrestler elected into some form of government. How about that? Or the governor, you know?
Just asking questions.
When he says, you want a piece of me? I'll see you in the cage match. San Antonio, 8 o'clock.
It was a good pick for Minnesota.
Yeah. There you go. Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Did not know that.
Yeah, Lincoln takes on hometown bully?
Well, I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, he's a wrestler. He's like, hey, you want to wrestle?
Why does he always wear that hat?
Let's see. Indeed, a young Lincoln had garnered quite a reputation in his hometown of New Salem, Illinois, for grappling beginning in his early 20s. One particular match against local bully Jack Armstrong, for instance, turned in him into a hometown hero.
Fucking Armstrong.
A lighthearted story about a hometown hero named Lincoln. He wrestled the town bully to the ground. At the time, Lincoln was little more than the general store employee in town. In the particular frontier village.
Yeah. Well, that stuff made news back then.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, I don't know, cultivating the West.
There you go. Famous conjoined twins that have sad news. Yeah. That's probably going to be bad.
Yeah. Skip that one.
We'll skip that. Oh, Lincoln, who knew? Yeah. Lincoln set only one ground rule, that their wrestling would be side holds. Only side holds.
So no, whether that be like rear guard or anything.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
They didn't want to, like, we're not trying
to be gay here, right? No, I'm sure they probably didn't use the word gay back then. And I'm not a dandy, a fancy boy.
There you go.
So we can only find one record defeat of Lincoln in 12 years, said Bob Dillinger, director of Intermiss of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in Stillwater, Oklahoma. He was undoubtedly the roughest and toughest of all the wrestling presidents. There was more, apparently.
The presidents. He made his way ranks.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess
wrestling.
You could see wrestling was very popular, I guess, in Ivy League schools. So,
would you want to take on Teddy?
Yeah. Okay. He carried a big stick.
Imagine he wrestled a bear or two. Punched a moose to the ground.
Wrestled a moose.
Yeah.
There you have it. Who knew? So he was a fighter, you know. But I know there was a story where they talked about he got in a fight on the campaign trail. Let's see. Lincoln Grant. Got a little wire difficulty going on over here.
Yeah, this thing keeps flopping down.
Got to get a new piece of the
tape is worn off.
The gaffing tape here.
Yep, you can fix everything. That's WD-40.
WD-40. Meth. Tie your meth lab back together.
Yeah. I'm really good at taking stuff apart.
I can't put it back together, though.
What the hell did you do to my washing machine?
I don't know. It's all here. I got a lot of bolts.
I keep peeking out the blinds.
They're watching us.
Well.
Here's another news. Counting cars is fake, and this is why. This is reported by It's Reality TV.
Yeah.
This would be reported by Break For It.
Saying reality TV isn't real?
I know. It's fucking crazy.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me outside of Abe Lincoln, wrestling is fake.
Yeah. Wrestling fake? No way. Let's see.
Save that for the moon landing.
Starting as the car expert on Pawn Stars, Danny the Count.
Oh, so it's the same type of show as Pawn Stars.
Yeah, Pawn Stars launched a couple shows that was Counting Cars and then American Restoration with the guy who would fix all the old soda machines and shit like that.
Cool.
Yeah. But the Count actually had used to have like a, he had a TV show, I think, in Vegas, where he was the Count, and he'd show bad horror movies, like on Saturdays. So he had like a whole like hard rock kind of like vampire thing, and then of course he loved cars and ended up like I think he invested into this company that was already, you know, producing cars. I could be wrong, but apparently it's fake, so it doesn't fucking matter. As car expert Danny the Count Croker quickly earned a following.
$2,000 car. It's a really boring auction. It's taking for fucking ever. We're still on the first car.
Let's see. The History Channel brings viewers inside Croker's Las Vegas garage, Counts Customs, where he buys and restores them and flips rare cars for profit. As it goes, with most reality shows, quite a few aspects of counting cars are fake and staged, including the random on-the-spot car buys and Croker's extensive car knowledge, actually. Oh, so he wasn't really that smart, huh? Sure, he gets fed some, you know, not everybody knows everything about fucking cars.
No.
You know? You know?
But, yeah.
So restores them, blah, blah, blah. See, as it goes, the crazy crew members, reality TV is known for producing some crazy characters, and counting cars is no different.
Keep wanting to say counting crows.
I know, it's going to come out. Let's see. Croker's garage is full of nutty people like Mike Henry, a.k.a. Horny Mike, an airbrush artist who wears some horns on his head and his bandana. There's Mike now. Picture him. I'm sure if any of you've seen this show, you know what we're talking about. People have visited the shop on a non-filming day and said that the characters shown on TV are just that, characters. These guys who work in the shop aren't nearly as crazy as they appear on the show. Go figure. I know. Busting hearts these days with all, you know, reality TV not being real. Pretty sad.
Yeah.
What's next? They're going to remove Kanye West from the Grammys? Oh, that's right. They did.
Kanye Twitty.
Kanye. But, yeah, apparently he got booted. He lost. He made some crazy statements on Twitter or something. And outraged everybody.
Him and Pete Davidson have been going this fucking back and forth.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's about as much as I care about it.
Yeah, that's about as much I care about it.
Kanye's getting nuts.
Kanye gets nuts.
Fucking loopy.
He gets nuts all the time.
So he gets suspended or whatever it was for couple days off Twitter.
Nobody cares
those people, and it's a big deal.
It says Jeopardy fans accused champion of being drunk. That's about,
maybe sometimes you perform better at Jeopardy.
Fans of the game show Jeopardy watched every minute of every show very closely, especially when it comes to the contestants' behavior, often taking to social media to share their opinions. These people need to get a life, for one. many viewers found themselves wondering if the champion, Maureen O'Neill, was under the influence while competing. Maybe. Maybe she just had diabetes. O'Neill won 4 matches in a row, which earned her a total of $558,200. However, her winning streak came to an end on day 5 when O'Neill finished the Double Jeopardy round and the negative score disqualifying for participating in Final Jeopardy round. Ah, that's too bad. Jeopardy fans wonder, is Maureen drunk? This is like, you know, little article blurb 3 from Microsoft Start. Important news here. While O'Neill's winning streak may have come to an end, fans of the game we're still talking about her performance on the show. Is it me or is Maureen drunk? One person tweeted. This could be a Jeopardy first. There you go. Don't get drunk and go play Jeopardy. You're probably going to lose. Well, good for her. She won some money, though, right?
$500,000.
Yeah, $500,000. So,
it's
not too bad for getting drunk on TV.
Yeah,
she's probably like, I'm done with this anyway.
The show sucks now that Trebek's gone.
The green room was awesome. I didn't know. Little bottles, like six bottles of little Chardonnay. What is Chardonnay?
Going through all the different rooms and grabbing the shit out of the mini bar. Hit the craft services table.
Hit the old craft service table.
Hopefully they get something good there, a platter of some sort. And it's not just like, here's a bag of chips.
Britney Spears models some of her favorite new outfits, including a pink crop top. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing that.
I don't care about any of this celebrity shit.
This is all celebrity. Like, where's the football, Milwaukee leather, Smith 1805, men's brown. Oh, that's a fucking code ad. Yeah, baseball. Let's see. This is all the breaking news right now. Kanye, these are the 25 unhealthiest grocery stores to go shopping at. It would be Walmart.
25 different grocery stores. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Or what grocery store foods, maybe. It's
That's most of the grocery stores.
Let's see.
It's like money-wise, all the big ones. And
these are the 25 unhealthiest grocery store items. Yeah.
That makes more sense. But
want me to subscribe? Probably do.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Start the
that...
slideshow. It's a little slide. Jesus. Oh God! If I can get the alien button, pop up.
Yeah, we're going into fucking articles with pop ups.
Yeah,
native advertising.
Nutella. Do not buy Nutella because it sucks anyway. No, I don't know why people like it or want to eat it. It tastes fucking like mud pies.
Yeah.
Like really watery mud pies that your brother's friend would shove down your throat when you were like six. You know? Yeah, don't buy that crap. It's nasty. People are like, I don't like Nutella. Cup of noodles. Yeah. Full of salt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of fucking sodium. A
lot of sodium in there.
When you're broke.
Yeah. Hey, 25 cents, buddy.
Yeah. Get a big
I'm
pack.
Still alive. Cool Whip. Of course.
Cool
of course.
Whip's always, for me, been a no.
Yeah. Cool Whip is not good. It's, high fructose corn syrup whipped up into hydrogenated creates trans fats. Of course, we know.
Well, you had... when did Cool Whip come out?
Margarine. I cannot believe it's not butter. Of course, margarine is just like
made in the same factory as the Cool Whip.
That's the Cool Whip. It's one step away from plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, you can oil your car.
Wonder Bread.
You grease your bearings.
Wonder classic
Bread,
also
disgusting.
Also, just like, I don't know, it's not even, it's Wonder, it's bread.
Yeah, I can't believe it's Wonder Bread.
Bread. Kraft Singles. There
not,
you go,
not
man.
Not really cheese.
No
it's
Wonder
cheese
Bread.
Product.
No American cheese.
Yeah,
grilled cheese is out, guys. Yeah, in that. No more grilled cheese. Spam, of course. Why not?
Surprise.
I do. Ain't nothing wrong with some Spam. You slice it thin and you fry it up. Pop-Tarts, of course. We've all known that.
Yeah. Still
Eating
like a Pop-Tart.
Still like a Pop-Tart. It's good having Kraft macaroni and cheese, of course.
Cheese.
It's like cheese dust.
Yeah, it's the same. Dehydrated Kraft Singles.
Dehydrated. Yeah, frozen pizza, of course.
Well, yeah.
Damn.
But that's a go-to for
That's a go-to.
People.
You just
got to
buy
shit.
The good ones.
Yeah,
potato chips, of course.
Kind.
We know potato chips are
yeah.
bad. We know. We already know that. They're not telling us anything new. Chicken nuggets, of course. They're just, these are the heart-shaped chicken nuggets. Look at that.
No, they're not the dino nuggets.
The dino nuggets. Lunchables are not good for you. You get a Kool-Aid and a... And well, this must be the Halloween one here. A little pizza, a little Ritz cracker, and some ketchup and
strange,
some cheese.
Strange food item.
Sugary cereals, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
We know that, too.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
This is for the dumb. Did I hit it? Yeah. Come on. How you doing? Hot dogs. Damn.
Yep.
Yeah. There's I don't know. I buy Hebrew Nationals. Meats. They answer to a higher authority, all right?
Yeah.
They are a good hot dog.
They're good. Or
pretzels.
Nathan's are good.
Pretzels.
Pretzels. I mean, well, sodium,
salt,
I guess.
Salt.
Yeah.
Smart Food white cheddar popcorn. There
go
you
fuck
go.
Yourself.
There you go, you hipsters. Your smart food ain't so smart now, is it?
I'm still going to eat.
Mega Stuffed Oreos. Of course, that's going to be terrible for
it's
you.
Just sugar.
It's like
it's
you have
sugar.
Regular, double stuff. It's like you can't get enough of this. This large sugar and not even lard. It's some kind of shortening sugar mixture that we've tucked into this little cookie, even though we know they're slices of heaven.
Eventually, they're just going to sell you just a tube of the stuffing and you yeah, squeeze it in your mouth like a fucking go-gurt.
Fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, I can imagine they were good. I ate a lot of fruit roll-ups as a kid, though.
Yeah, I ate quite a few. They, of course, Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Damn. No, those are, yeah. Know,
Cheetos.
And cheese dust.
It's not easy being cheesy. Ranch with bacon.
What? Come on. You're telling me that my salad's not healthy if I put bacon
high fructose corn syrup, ranch-laden garbage, gummy bears.
Yeah, damn. Especially the ones that give you diarrhea.
Yeah. They're tasty, though.
Yeah.
My favorite go-to movie snack. Oh, veggie sticks. Oh, no.
Yeah, those are always kind of a weird food.
They're never going to make it. Vegetarians have bad, crappy food, too. Granola cereal bars, they're full of sugar. It's stuck together with all kinds of various things. No, they are good out there on the old trail.
Yeah, like some trail mix.
Store-bought smoothies, of course, they're full of sugar.
Oh, yeah. It's a store-bought smoothie.
Yeah. Doing some trail mix varieties, of course, packed with M&Ms and other unhealthy things.
Yeah, the one with dried fruits in it's good. The like one with the, oversized.
Pick up the Monster trail mix at Target. Mm-hmm. Man, that shit was... Man, I just could sit there and just chow it. It had everything. Agave nectar. Everybody, I remember when everybody got on this kick.
I don't.
Which is like it's like it's super. It's a super sweetener, and your body it just makes you fat.
Okay.
It just like puts on pounds. Let's see. Yeah,
if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, it shoots up your blood sugar levels.
Oh shit! Yeah, okay.
Shit like that. Yeah.
Get the beatus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like dried fruit, of course, because you're the reduction of sugar.
Well, yeah, because they always fucking, it's packed with fucking.
You know, I'm saying like everybody should know this. Some fruit cup snacks, you can just forget that.
Yep, again, still a high fructose corn syrup, sugar shit.
Diet Coke.
Oh, no.
No, I can't drink.
It's unhealthy.
I can't eat my gummy bears and have Diet Coke.
I've drank so many, it's already too late.
Meatless burgers, yes.
Yeah, we those know are that. Disgusting.
We knew it. I was like, I had that out working last night, and you know we were getting kind of beat down. We did about 3 hours of marathon cooking, and I'm kind of, you know, walking back and forth, and this girl, she's like, "Do you guys have the Impossible Burger?" And I just, and I wasn't working the window, but the other guy was. I just looked over. I was like, "No, we don't serve that crap here. We serve vegetables."
Impossible for you to get one from here.
She just had this look on her face. I just turned around. And
yeah.
My boss is like, "Shut up." I was like, "No, we don't serve that crap here." Oh man, Rice Krisps. Quaker Rice Krisps are out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's so flavorless even when you flavor them.
Spinach wraps for pasta. And pasta. Spinach wraps and pasta. No good. It's no good. You could put pasta in spinach wraps.
I want to get a spinach wrap. I don't want to get anything big. It's my spinach wrap.
Canned baked beans. Man, they're busting on the bush.
Yeah. They,
yeah, they're full of sugar.
It's got dog in it.
High quality protein. But beneath the can lurks the infamous grams of sugar and salt.
Mm-hmm. All that molasses.
And molasses and
bacon fat.
Who doesn't enjoy a good baked bean, though?
Well, yeah. I put more chunks of bacon fat in there.
That's right. It's a secret recipe.
It's for when it's like you live in somewhere cold and you've been working, you burned about 6,000 calories and you need some fucking. Some proteins, some fats. Let's see.
Section number two in the old feed here is the war on Ukraine. Let's see, catch up on how the Ruskies are doing against the Ukrainians. After 600 hours in Russia control, sorry, skipping around, stop. Let's go back. After 600 hours, Russian-controlled Chernobyl plant, 64 workers are allowed to go home.
Yeah.
Good news for them. I guess, you know, like I said, you know, Putin, man, he's already in country. Firing up the factory, creating jobs for the Ukrainians with the latest, you know, Russian technology and protective gear. We just call it...
let's get some oven mitts.
Paper? Yeah. Canadian Pacific rail workers stoppage could hit U.S. agriculture. That's not good.
Yeah, well, fossil.
Well, the problem, too, is that, you know, we're putting all these sanctions on Russia. You know what Russia makes? Fertilizer. A lot of it.
They're full of shit.
Because they're full of shit. Yeah. And,
but, no, that's, you know, I didn't know that they make a lot of
that's
fertilizer.
That's going to, you know, shoot the price of food up.
Yeah, because it's going to cost more to raise the animals, get the fertilizer from elsewhere.
Yeah, just save your old cow manure.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. I grew up in the county. I know what it's about. Yeah. Like, ooh, what's that? That's that good country air. Smells like shit.
Driving through Kansas, there are so many places. Like, there's places, where it's nice and everything, but then you get in the areas where, like, all the farms and stuff like that, and they're all kind of, like, grouped like that together because it's an overpowering scent.
Oh, yeah.
Miles and miles
of
cow poop.
The war.
Yep, that's...
It's pretty sad. Gas prices are high. It's
they haven't
Putin's
dropped.
Fault. As the current administration has now found their new scapegoat, which is Putin. Anything bad that's happening in the world. If you're having problems, maybe going to the bathroom.
Thanks, Putin.
It's probably Putin's fault. He's making you constipated.
Yeah. I don't have any... Which, I mean, it's all fucking oil companies, which, you know, they shouldn't have to gouge us on prices, considering...
I agree.
You know, our taxpayer money fucking going into subsidizing all of it to be like, hey, just keep the price reasonable, and then they just go, okay, and then don't. And then all our, you know, current president could do is, like, ask him not to, you know, gouge the people. Like, please don't. And they're like, yeah, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, fuck you.
Like, shut the fuck up. So it's kind of, that's what it comes down to.
Well, and I would say that, the oil companies could be, they're probably pissed at the current administration. Because they're definitely not, as the conservative side would say, not favorable to the oil companies, you know.
They aren't.
So the oil companies will be less, you know, maybe inclined to want to do things that they want them to do because, like, if we do it, then we pay all these high, you know, fees and whatever else you're going to throw on top of us. Why? What's the incentive for us to go out there and do this if, you know, once we open up, you're gonna tax the fuck out of us, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'd say it always gets pushed down to the individual American person. So I would say, you know, the whatever 20 million in fucking, it's probably more than that,
right,
in subsidies that we give them. I don't care if you get a little spat going on.
Yeah.
Like, if we created some incentives for them to improve their technology, you know, like if, because if electric does get popular enough, you know the oil companies are going to do the same thing. Like, if you see a successful business, you're going to buy into it and try to control the market. So.
Yeah.
I imagine them doing that eventually anyway.
Right.
So there just has to be that incentive there. And yeah, I get it. They just, the left's all about just being like, you got to feel like we're punishing everybody.
But
and
we
got to
change everything. That'll fix everything. We're going to punish you until.
Well, okay. It's like, what about like nuclear? No. Hydroelectric? No.
No. Well, what about this? No. Yeah.
So it's
only our program.
The whole thing is like, ride your bike to work.
Ride your bike to work. Yeah. Eat less red meat.
Yeah. Don't have a kid.
Don't have a kid. Shower once a week again.
Commit suicide. One less person.
Off yourself.
That's the smallest carbon footprint, right, is if you just kill yourself.
That's right. Then you become carbon again.
Yeah.
You go back into the earth. And
no, we need that fertilizer. You can hear what Putin's doing.
Yeah, I know what Putin's doing. You know, I know, like, my wife read this whole book about, like, different death rituals across the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she said it was pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
And
I know about the Aztecs, but
just cut your head off and kick you down the old pyramid.
You see it all,
rip your heart out, throw it at people.
A game of boulder soccer. Okay. I don't know.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. And then we kill the losing team, right? No, it's the winning team.
The winning team gets killed. Because they have champion blood. What? What do you mean? You want to lose. Okay. You want to lose.
Do you want the sun to come up tomorrow or not?
This is never going to work. It's never going to work.
Fucking Quetzalcoatl's going to come back and murder us all.
Let's take a little break here. We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
So we can find a lead out song here.
You doing same band?
No, band? I'm going to just pick something else. We've been playing a lot of the same band all the time.
The Water Boys. I get the Fishman's Blues. They're very Irish.
Yeah. Keeping up with the little Irish theme we got going on here.
That was the intro song for this movie, Waking Ned Divine, that not a lot of people saw. It was really interesting movie.
Water Boy.
Oh, yeah.
The Fisherman's Blues, right? That's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember from the movie. And I've seen people, like an Irish band, that performed this live and sounded just fucking like it. And I was like, wow, you guys are really good.
Yeah, the Water Boys, Fisherman Blues.